Human rights groups today hit out at Burma's military leaders for evicting cyclone refugees from relief camps. Eight camps set up for homeless survivors in the Irrawaddy Delta town of Bogolay were cleared out yesterday, and 400 survivors at a Christian church in Yangon were evicted. Meanwhile, aid groups said Burma's military government was hindering foreign assistance for victims of the cyclone, despite a promise to UN Secretary Ban Ki-moon to ease travel restrictions. The International Committee of the Red Cross spokesperson for Burma is John Sparrow. He said that while the military regime is granting ICRC visas into the country, they're still restricting access to the Delta region.
We have 30 expatriates in the country, in Yangon. They are working to support the Myanmar Red Cross, who have up to 10,000 volunteers and staffers. Our expatriates are unable to move beyond Yangon at this moment, although we are hoping in the next few days that six of them, water specialists, will be able to deploy into the Delta. Our water and sanitation specialists who are in Yangon have trained local engineers with our equipment, so with Red Cross volunteers, they can get out into the Delta with these units and start to set them up. Once the equipment is up and running, we can produce something like 1 million litres of clean water a day. Obviously, we are concerned if more people are going to be moving about in the affected areas. We're going to have to find them again. And of course, air condition, which is already weakened, will only get worse. There are cases of diarrheal disease. There are cases of cholera. There are reports of malaria and dengue.